Welcome to the Short Commute Podcast. You're sitting here in Zach's office with Zach and Pastor Drew. We are happy to have you back. We're asking this morning, I guess I'm asking you, Pastor Drew, something that I have been wrestling with. I have been wondering about this statement, and it's an original statement, but I don't know if I want to claim it yet or not. I want to say that to have strong faith, you have to hold your faith loosely. Now, what I mean by that is, to have strong faith, you have to be willing to doubt and search for truth. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to say that because I know Scripture is the true, infallible Word of God, and you would agree. I want that on the table right away.
Sure. Believe in the authority of Scripture.
Absolutely. I'm willing to say that we should hold our faith loosely because I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that to any other religion we look, to any other historical, scientific, mathematical explanation of the world we look, we will never find anything more true. We will never find anything that's a better explanation of the world we see around us than Scripture. But what makes me nervous about that statement is, how far are we willing to go to look into those other areas? How many presuppositions or things we know to be true in our lives, how many presuppositions are we willing to drop to look at these other things without bias?
Okay, so that helps. That lets us know what you're getting at when you say holding on to your faith loosely. Obviously, we encounter many things in life, different ideas, different concepts, different institutions, different religions, I guess you would say, different philosophies that would challenge our view of the world and at least indirectly challenge our trust in Scripture. And so, I mean, what you're saying, I assume, is that when we encounter those things, how far should we step outside of ourselves to test them, right?
Sure. Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Well, you've got some evidence scripturally.
I do.
That you'd like to talk about.
The first one here is Acts 17, and if you're a student of mine, you're probably sick of me reading this because I reference it a lot. This is Luke talking about the people in a town called Berea. He says, "Now the Bereans were of more noble character than the Thessalonians, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the Scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true." Now, this is a support of the argument I'm trying to make, because it says, don't just listen to the message of the gospel, go and seek out truth. Now, the Bereans did that by seeking the Scriptures.
Sure.
So there's not much of a dropping of presuppositions. They're kind of staying within the faith. But they're at least allowing themselves to doubt and seek truth. And I think that's a healthy thing. But I don't think I'm making too big of a statement yet.
Well, I think that I believe that there's continuity between Judaism and Christianity. But you have to understand, only a few, just a small percentage of the Jewish people accepted Christianity. And what they're talking about with Scriptures is, you know, they examined what they had of God's revelation to see if this was true. And so I think it's closer to the mark than you even think.
What would it be similar to? I'm someone who really loves the historical evidence for Scripture. Would it be similar to someone like me who goes and looks at Jewish history through the lens of Josephus or Eusebius or some of these other ancient historians we have that really support scriptural account of what's going on in those days, that really supports that, yes, these are real people who really existed, really did the things Scripture says about them, and so on and so forth? Would their examining of Jewish history as described in the Old Testament be similar to my examining of Jewish history in other sources?
I don't think it's a one-to-one correlation.
Yes.
Because this is God's revealed
yes.
word,
yeah,
and
agree.
We know that. But functionally, I think it's similar.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to get at. Is
yeah.
it the same process?
Sure.
Are we looking at support for who Jesus is
right.
in other texts? Yeah. Here's another scriptural one that I brought with me here. This is Matthew 18, verse 3. And Jesus says, "I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Now, we've often taken this to mean, you said it best when you said simple faith,
mm-hmm.
that unless you have simple faith, you are quick to believe and quick to believe wholeheartedly like a child, and you'll never enter the kingdom of God. But I wonder, if there isn't an element of this where Jesus is saying, unless you become as inquisitive as a child, unless you have the kind of faith of a always looking and learning child. So I have a small baby at home who's touching and tasting everything because she is learning like crazy. If you have a toddler at home, they're probably asking why to everything you say. So children are very inquisitive. We know mm-hmm. that. And so I'm wondering to what extent we might take this to be Jesus saying, learn something, and you'll know that the kingdom of heaven is God made flesh, Christ sacrificed on the cross for you. That's what truth is.
Could I couch this in a little bit different way?
Yeah.
So that scripture passage, and I think that that's a really interesting point to bring up, that a faith like a child would be a very much questioning faith, constantly questioning. Yeah. But kids question things embedded in a loving relationship with their parents and their family.
Ooh, I like the word.
And so, you know, if you're talking about questioning other ideas, other philosophies, other religions, I mean, we do so securely within a relationship with the one true God already and with his revealed word. And so if we're going to look at it that way, is that a fair caveat to make?
Yeah, it is. And it's maybe another instance where yet again, as scripture encourages us to look for truth,
yeah,
it does so advising us to keep these right. presuppositions in place. And when I say presuppositions, I don't know if I explained earlier, that's things we know to be true, that we assume to be true
right.
about the world we see around us.
There is a God.
Yes.
He created the world. He created yes. human beings. Yes. Right.
And so yet again, scripture says, when you're doing these seeking, look at the scriptures for evidence. Remember who God is as evidence, and so on and so forth. So maybe blows apart my statement, not blows apart, but maybe discourages how far we want to take that.
I don't know. I think that scripture on the one hand is confident. You're not going to find any better explanation out there. And on the other hand, it's very clear that if we've got the truth, you know, why would you stray too far from
yeah,
it
yeah.
for the sake of an intellectual exercise?
Yeah. I think it's more than an intellectual exercise at times, though. I'm someone who has my doubts, mm-hmm. as I'm sure any believer would. And as an intellectual person, I don't know that everyone would have that presupposition that I'm an intellectual person. But but I like looking at historical and scientific evidence without as many presuppositions as possible,
sure.
to see what I can learn from it, right? Because if someone were to present me with this obvious argument that Christianity is false and I'm wasting my life, I would want to hear it. Yeah. Now, no one's ever made that argument or come anywhere close, and I
sure.
have given them that opportunity to make it, right? And so I want to still allow it to be more than just an exercise, because to me it means a lot when I'm looking in these other places to the way I understand scripture, the way I understand God. Now, it has all that has done for me is confirmed that scripture does hold truth, and there is no worldview, there is no religion, there is no science that explains the world better, the world that I see around me mm-hmm. better than what scripture does. But I've had that faith strengthened because I was willing to look elsewhere.
Yeah. Okay. I know what you're saying. Maybe I address that too lightly. What you're talking about is cultivating the ability to give an alternative worldview an honest listen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, sure. And I think what you've opened for me here now is that even as we try to do it with an honest, to a certain extent, open-minded
yeah.
listening, we have to acknowledge that there are going to be presuppositions, truths that we cannot let go of because we've found real truth.
True.
And so what you said before was, if you found real truth, why would you ever stray too far from it?
Yeah.
And I think that's a good way of saying it. Scriptural evidence here, maybe that sums this up best, is from Hebrews 10:23, the writer of Hebrews encouraging people to persevere in faith, encouraging them to have the strong faith that we're talking about achieving. And he says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." And I like that as a summary because it's we hold unswervingly to the truth that the hope that we profess is that Christ is Lord, and that he who promises is faithful, is that we can't get away from the fact that God is who he says he is, as revealed in his word and revealed in his creation. You know, we talk about general and special revelation, and we can't get away from those presuppositions, but we still can give an honest listen. I guess, how would you tie a bow on that? I don't know.
You know, we can't just go blank every time we encounter something. You know, we take with it our knowledge and our experiences. And so I think that just doing the best we can to give an honest listen is what we are called to do and what is most beneficial. But I do think that we should do that. We're not doing ourselves or anyone else any good to try and shelter ourselves too much from that responsibility,
from
to engage what's gonna get at us anyway.
Yeah. Well, if there's an encouragement from this, I guess it's to remember that he who promises is faithful, like we just read from Hebrews 10:23, that as you experience the doubts that I often do, remember that God is faithful. He is who he says he is. And also remember the encouragement that as you go at the world with an honest ear, you will only find the revealed word of God, Scripture, to become more and more true. And so we leave you with those encouragements. We thank you for joining us again. I guess maybe a fun part of these podcasts every week is going to be figuring out whether or not we made it under our 10-minute time allotment or not. So we failed this week, and we'll do better next time, we promise. Well, thanks for listening.